Hey everybody, Economic Ninja. I hope you're doing great. You know who's not doing great? The banks. The banks have a big problem. I'm sorry, I am super pumped, and we have to focus on when things go bad. And sometimes the bad things don't show up in the mainstream media. Now, today I just wrapped up, 7 hours of filming in a hotel in Chicago about something that, quite frankly, I've lost a lot of sleep over in the last few days. And I gotta show it to you before I get to this news story. So hold on, this looks like a YouTuber crime scene. How do we turn this around? All right, here we go. Look, it's like a YouTuber crime scene. All right, so anyway, just had to show it off because I'm super excited about this project I'm working on. All right, this story is out of Zero Hedge. Check this out. These are these key time points, these markers in history, financial history, that we need to pay attention to. U.S. banks, their deposits just suffered biggest weekly decline since 9/11. Now, I know there's a lot of things happening in the market that have happened, like let's say last year. The banks collapsed on a dollar value greater than all of 2008 combined. How are you guys feeling? Don't feel like a collapse happened yet, right? Okay. Cool news is that this crash, this big crash that's leading to like something bigger than the 29 crash and the Great Depression, this actually started in 2019. And there's these little key markers that most people don't pay attention to, but because of modern monetary theory and the ability to print money into the gazillions, and there is a point where they can't print it anymore and it's gonna stop and they're gonna pull back entitlements, blah, 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 blah. I sound like a Dracula cartoon. It's gonna stop. And so days like this, you need to sort of listen a little bit and see what's going on. It says the reason why is because the tax man cometh. Now, I don't know if you've been paying attention to what's going on, but old Joe Biden. That ass clown. He is really big on wanting to tax you to death. He wants to cripple you with debt, tax you to death, and destroy your way of life, quite frankly. And it's really important to understand what's hurting the American consumer. All right, here we go. It's that time of year again as U.S. bank deposits surely showed it. While money market fund assets totaled over $100 billion, on a non-seasonally adjusted basis, total bank deposits crashed by a stunning $258 billion as the tax day cometh. That is considerably more than the $152 billion decline last year, but less than the $336 billion plunge in 2022. This makes some sense, though, as the Treasury cash balance rose by the same amount, or around the same amount, as taxpayers did their duty and paid their fair share. Now, let me ask you a question. Because right now, we've got ourselves sort of a crisis. These lights are really bright. Stand by. We got ourselves quite a crisis. On one side of the aisle, we're helping a bunch of people from other countries show up and get free health care. People like me pay taxes and pay for healthcare. It's weird. And it's almost like the media spins things a little differently. Well, it says here, however, on a seasonally adjusted basis, total deposits in banks dropped $133 billion. This is the biggest weekly plunge, seasonally adjusted, since the week of 9/11. Now, I reported a lot of stories over the last handful of years, 3 years to be exact, and we have seen some pretty amazing things. In 2023, we saw a banking crisis that blew 2008 out of the water, but it wasn't the trigger point yet because the wealthy are still getting out of the stock market. They're getting out of all kinds of things. Now we're seeing, and the reason why that banking crisis started, hey, Mike, thank you so much. Ooh, I need coffee money, actually. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but coffee's getting a little pricey. Who would have ever saw that coming? Oh, yeah, Ninja Nation. Now think about it. That banking crisis came because a lot of people, you and I, started pulling money out of our bank accounts, putting it in money market funds because of inflation. Well, now people are slowing their deposits or pulling money out to pay the tax man because taxes are strangling the American consumer. Type one, if you've seen that story floating out there that the president, and I don't even want to say his name out loud right now because of what I think about him, is floating out the idea of causing capital gains to go up to something like 45%. Now think about this just for a second. See if anyone types one, because this story is pretty new. If people realize that if a president decides I'm going to raise capital gains because we're going to hit the wealthy, it's actually going to hurt the bulk of the money that's in the stock market, which means before the law's enacted, you're going to see a bunch of people pull money out. Ooh. Well, that would cause a run on the stock market, which would mean you'd have less buyers and sellers, which would mean you'd have a stock crash. Pretty easy way to put together a little old-fashioned barn burner stock crash. Now, as all of you are typing one right now, you understand what's going on. Type two if you understand what I'm trying to get at right now. Now, I've got to use sarcasm. I've got to use humor. I've got to go around the truth to tell the truth these days, because that's where we are. And when you start to see how easy it is to orchestrate a economic collapse, you understand what's coming. Now, it says here, excluding foreign deposits, domestic bank deposits plunged on both a seasonally adjusted basis and a non-seasonally adjusted basis. It says, interestingly though, despite the deposit slump, loan volumes increased last week, with large banks adding $5.8 billion in small and small banks adding $2.5 billion. Now, a lot of people on Wall Street, analysts that are failing the nation, quite frankly, and probably failed out of school, but hey, C's get degrees, would tell you that that's a good thing. But see, I believe there are a lot of people that run companies that know exactly what I've been warning about. And that interest rates and borrowing costs are going to get very expensive, especially, actually exponentially expensive, because of the bond market melting up in a bad way. I'm talking about rates, not value. And so they're getting ahead of that curve and they're borrowing now at these rates. Today, an inflation report came out. Not red hot, but hotter than expected. Only proving that the Federal Reserve is bad at their job. Or are they? See, I would contend that the Federal Reserve is doing this on purpose. A slow death, so you don't blame them. Type three, no. Type 11, if you agree. Hope you got something out of this. I'm about to be interviewed by a YouTuber. I can't wait. Had a great day filming. The Economic Ninja is out.